This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and rewatch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW. The ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to our Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger Tailgating Show. Mike Dettelia along with the legendary Herb Tyler. No, I missed saying that last week. You wasn't here, so I missed.
You can say it even
well, I'll say it a couple more times today so I can get my extra couple bucks that I missed from last week.
And look, Luke knows what to say. Legendary.
Yeah, legendary. That's it. Herb and I are at Acme Oyster House here in Baton Rouge, 3535 Perkins Road. Come on by and visit us at a full house here for lunchtime. And so stop on by, get a great meal here. They got lunch specials, drink specials. Before you go to the game, or if you don't have tickets and you want to watch the game here, surround sound TV as Herb and I are watching all the games at the moment. Also, we want to thank Map Construction, Map Built, Build Beyond, our presenting sponsor here of our Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger Tailgating Show. Herb, last week LSU got back on the winning ways with a W over Vanderbilt. Okay, after the first series where Vanderbilt scored, to be honest, LSU controlled that game. They really did. You were efficient on offense. I thought defensively you handled the running quarterback pretty well. And you limited the big plays in the passing game. I think when that happens, you have a chance to win. And right now, like Tennessee's 33-17 over Vanderbilt, that I thought that would probably have been the score. Vanderbilt scored late on LSU, but I really thought they had control of that game from start to finish. And at the end, they had an opportunity to score and just took the knee.
Yeah, well, you know, when you go back and look at the Vanderbilt game from last week, LSU really needed a win. I mean, we were kind of licking our wounds from the past couple of games or three games before that where it just didn't go our way. And I think you got back to winning ways, which started with stopping the run on defense and then not having any turnovers, you know, at the end of the day. So I think that, Pavia is one of the better quarterbacks in the SEC and also in the nation.
But no, he put him back on the map.
He did. And LSU,
he put him back on the map.
LSU kind of bottled him up last week, and it really made the world of difference to me because he is the guy that can actually make a difference. But when you go back and look at that game, like you said, the first play of the game was all Vanderbilt. After that, LSU really controlled the game. I think that, you know, being back in Tiger Stadium was it's something that really plays to LSU's strengths. But ultimately, it's to gain a little bit of confidence moving forward, period. Every game, every play, every quarter gives you a little bit more confidence in your teammates and who you are and what, you know, what we need to do to move forward. Now, the other thing I liked about it was there were some really decent recruits that were there, and they got a chance to see LSU on the winning side, which they hadn't seen in quite some time, you know, a couple, 3 weeks or so. But ultimately, I was really proud of the way they played. I think that Nussmeier really showed me a little something when it came to not making mistakes, because if you notice the last three games that he played that we lost, it was really, you know, I guess it was magnified, the mistakes that he was making. And last week it showed, when you don't throw an intercept, when you don't turn the ball over, and he only, you know, he threw for 332 yards and one touchdown, but that was more than enough that you needed in order to win that game.
Five drops.
That's right.
Okay, so, that's the disturbing part.
You can't have that.
You were able to run the football primarily to the right side, and they kind of banged away at that. So that's kind of what you want to do today when you play up against Oklahoma. You got to be able to establish the run, jump on them early, and do not let Jackson Arnold take off and run. You and I watched part of this when Oklahoma played Tulane, and the TV right in front of us was showing the game. Man, Jackson Arnold, he looked like a track sprinter in the game. I mean, Tulane, if they were playing two-hand touch, couldn't really get a good grip on him. That has to stop tonight. You can't let him be the catalyst as a runner. Say, okay, Arnold, if you're going to beat me, do it throwing the football, but you're not going to run the football on me.
Yeah, one of the most impressive things that Arnold has done for me is he's got 12 touchdowns to only three interceptions. And that, to me, makes the world of a difference as a quarterback. You don't turn the ball over. You don't give the ball up. You got – you know, you give your team more opportunities to score points and to be able to win football games. Now, you go back to last week when they played, you know, Alabama, and they shocked the world, if you will, with that win. No one gave them a chance, gave them no chance whatsoever. But you go back and you look at that, Oklahoma's defense put Jalen Milroe in the spin cycle. He didn't know what was hitting him.
They made him throw
beat him by throwing the football. That's right.
And not run.
Yes, exactly.
And so that's what you got to do today against Jackson Arnold. But look how Milroe played against LSU. And look how he played against Oklahoma.
Two completely different. And he had a week off, too, after that, too, before that.
It's so schizophrenic across with him. But that's kind of what I think you're going to see with Jalen.
Here's the thing. You come back and you look at Oklahoma's defense, how do they play against LSU? I think they're going to try to do the same. I think they're going to try to confuse Nuss because they know he's a little turnover prone. And, you know, Jalen Milroe threw three intercepts last week. That's not like Jalen Milroe. He also only had 7 yards rushing on 15 attempts. That is a phenomenal defense. Now, you know, no one anticipates Nuss running the football, but we're going to try to run the ball with Caden Durham and Williams, and we're going to see how that works out for us. But Oklahoma's defense is what's going to keep them in this game today, I think. I think their offense is good, and I think they play well enough in order to win games. They're still young. They're trying to find their identity. They're a team that was, at one point, no one gave them a chance to really do much in this year's SEC.
They are 500 football
team. That's right, 500 football team, and they're not great, they're not good, they're not bad either. They have the ability to beat anybody at any point. But let's go back and look at who they played, or let's say the last game against Alabama. Alabama's been inconsistent every week, week in and week
out.
You
get on the roller coaster. You get the roller coaster.
It's just like Georgia. When Georgia's playing Georgia Tech last night, they should not have won that football game, but they find a way to win the game. So it's kind of weird, but I think LSU's got a really good opportunity to end the season with a really good win against a really good team that's going to be good in the future.
We saw in weeks past, Caden Durham was the bell cow last week, though.
Yep.
I think in the best effort I've ever seen him play, so to speak, in a Tiger uniform, Josh Williams was fantastic in that game. And, man, you know, I remember when he first came to LSU and Coach O was telling me they had given him, you know, he got kind of preferred walk-on.
Mm-hmm.
And so I said, what jumps out at him? He said, Mike, he ain't big, he's not fast, he's not powerful, but everything else he can do. I was like, okay.
That's right. What is that?
So I said, come on, you got to give me a little bit more than that. He's like, no, Mike, it's his toughness.
But, you know, Josh is one of those kids where – you know, you just give him an opportunity, he's going to shine, right? You know, last week, you know, Josh ran the ball very well, 14 carries for 90 yards, 2 touchdowns. But a caveat to his game is he can also pass protect whenever need be. So that's a huge part of his game that really makes it special. And then what happens off of the pass protection, you know, you chip and then you get out in the open field, and then he caught 4 balls for 61 yards. So he's a guy that you can always trust. He's going to be consistent. He's going to be the same guy week in and week out. And I really am proud for the young man.
You talk about pass protection, and you being a former quarterback, you know, a lot of times people blame an offensive line when the guy gets sacked, and a lot of times it's that guy that running back's supposed to pick up.
Yeah, you know.
People don't get that. okay, because sometimes some of the running backs, they got to learn how to block when they go to college.
They do.
Because they've never been asked to pass protect.
No,
not at any level.
Right.
And so that plays such a big part with you, that you can trust that guy is going to pick up the extra man who comes in blitzing.
Well, you know, it's knowing the protection all the way around, really, truly, as a quarterback. You got to know your 50s, 60s, 70s, and your 90 protections, right? And then you also got to know when you have, you know, I guess extra blockers in as far as tight ends and fullbacks and things of that nature. So, but with that tailback, though, it's so hard because they're reading inside out.
Yep.
So they have to pay attention to the middle of the field from the center
first.
Out. First,
exactly. First, you got to pick that inside guy.
Because
up
what they're taught is the quickest way to the quarterback is straight down the middle, right? It's one straight line. Now, if someone's coming off the edge, that's for the quarterback and the receiver to do sight adjustments and understand that. But a lot of times when the running back gets caught up is they take their head away from the middle of the field sooner or too soon. And so there may be a delayed blitz up the middle, and they've already turned their eyes to the exterior, outside of the interior lineman, and then all of a sudden some guy kind of creeps in really late. Or there's a stunt on the defensive line, and another guy that's on the defensive end is coming inside and rolling inside on you, and the running back's supposed to pick that up, but he didn't see it. So it's difficult. It's one of those things where I remember Kevin was really great at that. I thought Rondell was really good at it. Kendall Cleveland was really good at that. Those guys were good. Cecil, we didn't ask Cecil to block much.
Block.
Just run the ball, Cecil. But he could do it, though. He was a beast. But I just remember those guys being really smart and understanding what it took, not only to know who to block, but how to get your body positioned to block. Because a lot of times these days, you'll see those guys come running up from 5 to 7 yards back off the line of scrimmage, and they blow the running back up. Well, you've got to get your weight underneath you. You've got to get your feet shoulder width apart, and you've got to deliver the blow. You don't take the blow. So that's important. So it's with Josh Williams being really good at that, I think Nussmeier really appreciates it.
We'll be back with more of our Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger Tailgating Show. Mike Dettelle along with Herb Tyler at Acme Oyster House, 3535 Perkins Road, right after this break here on the Big 870.
Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event is happening now. Get some of the best deals of the season with up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings delivers big results, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. Skip the long lines or waiting around at home all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection. We can even handle everything from measure to install. Get your whole home installed for one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event today for some of the best deals of the season. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus premium doorbusters and a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
If you enjoy deep dives into solved and unsolved murder cases, then Murder True Crime Stories is the podcast for you. Find Murder True Crime Stories on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
WWL. We're back here on our Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger Tailgating Show. Mike, to tell you, along with Herb Tyler, we're at Acme Oyster House, 3535 Perkins Road here in Baton Rouge. Come on by and visit us. Got some great food and drink specials. Also, we'd like to thank Map Construction, Map Build, Build Beyond, for being our presenting sponsor. We got a got a special guest with us now, and tell you a little bit about Andrew Williams. Andrew does a game day at his home.
Yep, college
each
game
and
day.
Each and every Saturday morning. Map went out there and they kind of finished it off for him. They built him a nice table, just like what you would see on college game day. Andrew's got that in the back of his home. So, Andrew, we welcome you to
the
Big 870 WWL and our Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger Tailgating Show. So now you done hit the big time.
That's right, Andrew. You're the big time.
This ain't no YouTube or stuff like that with us. So, first of all, thanks for being with us.
Yes, sir.
And so you want to play kind of a questionnaire today. So we'll let you throw some questions to us.
Well, first of all, thank y'all for having me on the show. It's really a special honor. Oklahoma held Alabama to 3 points last Saturday when they upsetted them. What are the keys for LSU to put up big numbers?
Keys for me is I think you got to jump on them early.
Yep.
And I think I would want to play a little bit of bully ball with them because the big question mark going into the season was, could they stop the run? They had, I think, secondary-wise, they were okay. But at front seven, they got one dude, linebacker. Oh,
right.
My goodness. It's like he's twins. I would try to play a little bully ball, a lot of short passes that a guy can catch it and then take off with it afterwards. Key on defense, stop the quarterback from running.
So for me, I think the keys for LSU is to continue the wave that they started last week against Vanderbilt, and then find a way to dig back deep in earlier games where we were able to be successful on some longer pass plays, right? And then get Aaron Anderson involved in the game. But the one thing Nussmeier cannot do is throw interceptions, because as you know, Oklahoma's defense is really good at forcing turnovers, things of that nature. So if LSU can play good, clean football in there in Tiger Stadium, the lights will be on, you'll be in the game, cheering loud. So I think if LSU can do that, they'll be fine.
Yep, Herb, you played football at LSU. Now you're working at MAP with my dad.
Yep.
And now we're we're really good friends now. And
yes, we are.
You're like the best friend. I wish I could have seen you play at LSU. I heard you were a beast.
Yes.
What was your favorite memory playing at LSU?
Well, that's a good question.
You got to have that legendary.
Yeah, you got to put legendary.
You might get a buck like I do.
Yeah.
You know, because her promise, he'd give you a dollar every time you say legendary.
If you say legendary, I'll give you a dollar. Nice. I like it. Legendary. But no, so one of my favorite memories at LSU, I think, was it's just being able to have represented the state in the way that I have, right? Coming from New Orleans and the West Bank, playing for Coach Al Ott, who actually was a guy who played at LSU, saw a lot of the purple and gold all over the state. And it was a beautiful thing for me to be able to represent my home state in the way that we did. And then we was able to turn our, LSU's football misfortunes around to fortunes. And I think what you see today is a byproduct of Kevin Falk, myself, Booger McFarland, Ty McClure, Rondell Mealy, Larry Foster, all of these guys that actually, you know, Alan Faneca, all these guys that actually are from Louisiana to go and play football at LSU. It really meant a lot to us. So that's one of my strongest memories of that. Now, as far as actual memories, everybody wants me to talk about the Florida game, which was memorable because we beat them when they were number one. But
he didn't get to be on the cover of Sports Illustrated.
That's why I don't
Kevin
like talking.
Falk
that's right.
Stole that from.
Yeah, he stole that from. That's why I don't like talking about that game. But anyway, my most memorable game was beating
Nick Saban in the Independence Bowl in 1995 when he was the head coach for Michigan State. So that was a great win.
Yep.
And Muhsin Muhammad was on that team. Wasn't he the receiver?
Yeah, Muhsin Muhammad. I forget the other guy that also played at Carolina, too, another receiver. And you had Tony Banks, who went and played on for, you know, Los Angeles Rams at the time. He had a lot of talent on that team. So that was a huge win, and a nice, memorable win.
So, Andrew, you got any more questions for Herb? Because, man, he was missed last week. So he should have plenty of energy.
Well, I missed
it for
good reason.
It should be me that got it. That's drained out.
That's right. That's right.
I had to do an extra hour without it.
Well, I had plenty of reason.
Me.
My beautiful son was getting married to my now beautiful daughter-in-law, so we was in Austin, so we had a good time, so that was fun.
Yep, that's it. Thank y'all for having me once again.
Thank you. Thank you, Andrew. Appreciate it.
Appreciate you,
hey,
Ms. Andrew.
One day
you
might be able to sit in these two chairs.
You
how
will
about
be.
That?
You will be.
You can take over once I retire. That might be pretty soon, too.
That's right. Get ready. You know, his allowance is going to change. It's going to go from $10 a week to zero. Yes.
Now, we want to thank his dad, Daniel Williams, with MAP Construction for sort of setting this up. But Andrew does a great job and kind of duplicating in his backyard, which you see on College Game Day. And he has people there to talk about the games that are being played. So thank you so much, Andrew. Appreciate it, buddy.
Where can they go to watch your YouTube stuff? What's your channel name?
It's Andrew's College Game Day on YouTube.
Okay. Andrew's College Game Day on YouTube. Mm-hmm. Nice. Appreciate it.
The one from today is still loading. So
I got you. That's all right. I was on it today, of course. It's legendary.
Oh.
It's legendary.
Well, you better save some of that legendary for us. We'll be back with more of our Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger Tailgating Show. Mike DeTellier along with Herb Tyler. We're at Acme Oyster House here in Baton Rouge. Come on by and visit us. We'll be back, and we'll have on with us Jeff Palermo from Louisiana Radio Network right after this break here on the Big 870 WWL. We're back here on our Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger Tailgating Show. Mike DeTellier along with Herb Tyler. We're at Acme Oyster House, 3535 Perkins Road here in Baton Rouge. Come on by and visit us. They got great food and drink specials here. And if you got a ticket to the game, you want to pick up something to eat before you head there, stop on by. If you don't have tickets, man, you want to watch the game, you can do it here. And again, super food and great drink specials.
That's right.
On our Oakwood Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line, we have on with us Jeff Palermo from the Louisiana Radio Network, and he's part of our Tiger Scout Notebook, brought to you by Thibodaux Regional Health System, totally focused on patient care. Jeff, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon.
How you guys doing today, Mike and Herb?
We're doing great.
Good, Jeff.
Jeff, we got a W last week, and we talked about a lot of different things. They didn't let Vanderbilt's quarterback control the tempo of that game. And I think, really, after the big passing play, really LSU was in total control of that football game. But I think it started early where you didn't let him become a threat as a runner, and you were able to run the football primarily working on that right side of LSU's offensive line.
Well, I think that it's pretty much the same game plan tonight, right? I mean, you just got to make sure that Oklahoma's quarterback doesn't beat you, and then you got to try to run the ball against a very stingy Oklahoma defense that just doesn't allow teams to run the football. And I think where LSU could actually have a little more success offensively tonight is throwing the football. Oklahoma's cornerbacks have struggled this season, so this should be a game where Nussmeier has, it should be a game where Nussmeier has some success as long as they provide him the appropriate protection here tonight.
Herb?
Jeff, I wasn't here last week. I want to thank you for an outstanding show with Mike. And I was in Austin, and I was, my son was getting married and things of that nature. And I saw all of the hoopla with the Texas Longhorn fan base getting ready for this week, right? And so I wanted to ask you is, where do you see LSU's atmosphere fitting into this game tonight? Because, you go back a couple of games ago, not the Vanderbilt game, but a few games prior to that, even the Vanderbilt game, I think, it was kind of like an empty house at the end of the game.
Yeah.
So, what are you looking forward to tonight when it comes down to the fans and being there for the players at the end of the game?
Well, that's going to be very interesting tonight because it's going to get cold.
Yeah.
And if LSU is not having a very good night, the place could really empty out at halftime. I mean, unfortunately, that's just the way it is. I think it's just going to be really going to depend on how LSU plays here tonight, and if can they keep the fan base engaged in this game. And does Oklahoma put up a pretty good fight as well? I think the weather. I mean, I think. Obviously, it's a beautiful day right now. Too bad they're not kicking it off right now at 2:40, a 2:30 game. But I think the weather could play a part in it. And we just know it's been, this is the final game. It's a bit of a letdown that, this game doesn't mean more. When you looked at the season or before the season started, you were kind of looking at this game, oh, man, LSU-Oklahoma and the final game of the regular season, could this be a game where a playoff spot is on the line or something like that? And, obviously Oklahoma's had a really rough season in their first year in the SEC, and LSU's had its issues. So if this is a game where, it's kind of a lackluster and two teams just, I don't want to say going through the motions, but if there's not a lot of excitement in that first half, I could see a lot of fans bailing out at halftime or towards the end of the third quarter and looking for, their warm car to turn on the heater, because it's going to be a chilly night in Tiger Stadium. And that certainly could kill the environment, especially in the fourth quarter.
You're playing for pride today. You're not playing for anything else. A win and pride and the advancement of the program on both sides of the ball. And especially at LSU, especially when you're playing at night in Tiger Stadium, so
you got a lot of recruits, watching because what we don't talk about, we haven't talked about today is Wednesday, opening day of national signing period.
That's right.
So man, it's like okay, you jump from the last game, and in 48 hours, bang. You got National Signing Day for 2025.
That's right. I was going to ask Jeff about that. What does he think about that, this early signing period, and what is LSU going to look like? What is that, who are they going to hopefully land?
Yeah, I see that Jakeem Stewart is one of the guys, obviously the talented defensive lineman, who's sitting out this year after transferring to Carr. He's supposed to be on campus, which is a good sign because there was concern after Bryce Underwood ended up going to Michigan that maybe this class would fall apart a little bit. Really, they've only had one defection since then, so that's good. I think you have the other thing. You got the 21 seniors tonight. I'm sure all those guys are certainly going to be playing very hard in this football game. But it is very weird to think about this as far as the National Signing Day coming up, a week away. Or less than a week away now on Wednesday, as you mentioned. And I don't know where the perfect spot to put it is. A lot of these kids are committing now, so much so at the end of their junior year at the end of their junior season, in that period between, in particular, from January through July. There's, that's where you're really – you're building your next recruiting class. And I don't know if you don't decide to put this signing period somewhere in August or something. I know they won't do it that way because you don't know what's going to transpire in that season. And if you have a bad season, a coach gets fired and all that kind of stuff. But, middle of December was rough because you were just coming off, especially those teams that are playing in the conference championship game. And then you had the National Signing Day and you didn't get that kind of a break. But not only do you have the National Signing Day Wednesday, then I think it's the week after or something. I'm not exactly clear on the transfer portal window then opens. So, it's just nonstop for these coaches, right after. But, Brian Kelly was talked about it, was asked about it on Monday. And for the most part, obviously, the 2025 recruiting class, the hay is in the barn, right? You just got to make sure you hold on tight. You never know when you're going to get some, big-time NIL offers might sway a guy. In fact, they lost that edge rusher out of the state of Indiana. That was the one defection that they've had so far in this recruiting class. So at this point, I think you're just kind of holding on tight, hoping something doesn't happen. But then, I think from LSU's perspective, since they do have all this additional NIL money, that's not going to go toward Bryce Underwood. That there's they got this money, and I'm sure they're working the phones and trying to flip some guys here in the final days before this early National Signing Day period.
You know, they didn't call me yet either, so I'm not going to see none of that.
You ain't getting no money. That time didn't pass. You sound like Bobby J.
Looking for
that NIL money.
That's it.
But, Jeff, man, I remember you and I would meet up. This is in February when they had the Bayou Bash, mm-hmm. National Signing Day. And you're like, whoa, that seems like eons ago.
That's right.
And yet it's really not that far back.
Yeah, no, it is. It's certainly crazy the way this has worked, because that was like, right, that was as big as we as Americans when we celebrate the NFL draft period, right? Those 3 days of the draft, that's what, when they had the Bayou Bash and National Signing Day that first Wednesday in February. I mean, that was such a huge day. Everybody got, some people took the day off and, watched, fax machines or, faxes come in through them fax machines and stuff. So it's certainly a different world, no doubt about it.
Yep, we live in a different world. Going back to the game itself, one of the guys that I remember when Tulane played Oklahoma and talking to Coach John Sumrall, and he brought up about their defense. I said, Coach, you got to worry about one cat for sure. Number 28, mm-hmm. Daniel Stutzman. At linebacker, who's a big linebacker who can run the field. He plays well against the run. He's also pretty good in the coverage part of the game. And every once in a while, they shoot him through there on a blitz. So the following week after they played him, he's like, boy, Michael, you're right about that. I swear, it looked like they were twins. Well, two of them wearing the 28. That's the guy on defense. You got to say, I can't let him be the controller up front. He's going to get his tackles, but you can't let him control the tempo of your game. And, man, Stutzman got great instincts. That's the best comment I can give about him, because he's got the physical traits, and he can run the field.
Yeah.
But it's his intelligence and his instincts to put himself in a position to make a play defensively.
Mm-hmm.
Makes a bunch of tackles behind the line of scrimmage. And when you look at the stat sheet for Oklahoma, he has like twice as many tackles as anybody else. And for Oklahoma to convince him to come back for this season, I think that was a huge coup for them. I mean, he has been the focal point of their defense. And it's going to be a very, very interesting matchup. We all know that LSU's had some struggles with the interior of their line. You still don't know if Garrett Dellinger is going to play in this football game. He was listed at questionable on the injury report on Friday, so that's still in doubt whether he's going to be able to play. And you're going to hear his name if you're at the game or you're watching the game or listening to the game. You're going to hear his name called a lot. He is the one guy defensively that Oklahoma has. I think they're also pretty good on the defensive line. I think their front seven is pretty good, just kind of looking at it. But again, I think where LSU could certainly have some success is throwing the football. But you gotta give Nussmeier time. This is a team that can put some pressure on the opposing quarterback. This is a team that also feasts off turnovers. We saw that last week when they intercepted Jalen Milroe three times. And really, turnovers might really decide this football game. I mean, when Oklahoma's won the turnover battle, they've won all those games. When they've lost the turnover battle, they lost all those games. So it's been pretty simple for Oklahoma to figure out why they haven't been playing very well, to go along with the fact that they really just can't throw the football. But this is still a team that kind of lives and dies by the turnover, so it's going to be careful. It's going to be a big night for Garrett Nussmeier to make sure he takes care of the football.
When you look at it, offensive line-wise, I thought that Campbell had his best game of the season last week against Vanderbilt. Now, sometimes it's who you up against, but I thought he was a dominant player up front against the Commodores. And to think about it, this will be his last game in Tiger Stadium tonight. Because he's not coming back. I mean, the next time he's going to put on a uniform, well, he might play in the bowl game. But other than that, it's going to be an NFL uniform. And remembering how that guy started as a true freshman, Emory Jones, he was a little later in his freshman year, but he became the starter on the right side. How those two tackles have been – for the most part, really dominant players as protecting the quarterback.
No doubt about it. Pass protection, those guys are something else. And they've been they've been a key. I would say maybe the one game that Campbell struggled a little bit this year in the pass protection was South Carolina game, but eventually made enough adjustments for LSU to pull out that game. And man, does that win look so much bigger now, considering South Carolina just finished the regular season 9-3, and who knows, might find themselves in a college football playoff. But Will Campbell was as good as advertised, right? Coming out of Neville. You heard about this kid, one of the top prospects in the state, one of the top prospects in the offensive line, basically becomes the starting tackle when Brian Kelly gets here, and he's held that spot down. He's been a leader. I thought in the media sessions, at least last week going into that Vanderbilt game, he really set the tone, talked about playing for pride, saying, hey, obviously the standard here is to try to win 10 games, but we're not able to do that. But the standard is also still to prepare for games, work hard for games, do everything you need to do to try to win. Winning is still the standard at LSU, whether it's winning 9 games, winning 8 games, winning whatever it may be. I really think he, and obviously he was one of the guys that helped lead that players' meeting that they had heading into the Vanderbilt game. So, yeah, he's been as exactly what you advertised. You're hoping that, hey, you know, during his time, LSU might have won an SEC championship or might have gotten into the playoff this year with a guy like Will Campbell anchoring that left tackle. It didn't happen. But it was a big recruit for LSU to get because they were losing a lot of the, you know, I mean, they were losing offensive linemen in the state of Louisiana, especially in that northeast Louisiana area, to other schools, in particular Alabama. Cam Robinson obviously is the one that you think of immediately. So the fact that they were able to get him to come to LSU, that was significant, and he certainly lived up to the billing.
And I think you could say the same about Emory. I know he's a Baton Rouge guy, but, you know, I know his recruitment, there were a ton of teams that were trying to flip him right toward the end of National Signing Day, and yet he stayed in home at University LSU. But the thing with him is I think he's going to end up being a better pro than he is as a collegiate player.
He certainly could, and obviously there's a push from LSU to see if they can somehow – keep him here for one more season.
I hear it too. I hear it too. They may got a few dollars. Underwood.
That's right. Well, Underwood's, you know, check. It depends. It just depends. If they call me, I might go back. Just so you know.
You can't play no right tackle.
Yeah, I know you're right.
You can't play no right tackle.
Yeah, you never know.
Jeff, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. Always appreciate it, buddy. Thank you so much for your time.
All right, sounds good, guys. Thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Jeff.
That's a wrap on our Tiger Scout Notebook, brought to you by Thibodaux Regional Health System, focused on patient care. I want to thank Greg Stock and everybody at Thibodaux Regional Health System for backing us each and every year. We'll be back here on our Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger Tailgating Show right after this break. We're finishing up here on our number one, or our Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger Tailgating Show. Mike DeTellier along with Herb Tyler. And we're at Acme Oyster House, 3535 Perkins Road here in Baton Rouge. Ohio State, who was a 20.5-point favorite today, got upset by Michigan 13-10 four straight years. The Buckeyes have dropped it. And can't say, well, Jim Harbaugh's on the other side.
No.
Sherrone Moore, he beat you today, 13-10. This was the type of game Michigan had to have to beat them, and they played right into their hands.
And obviously, you know, with us losing the Bryce Underwood lottery, if you will, I did not want Michigan to win. So, you know, Ohio State, I love you, but, man, you stunk it up today. That's all right, though.
Man,
we'll see.
You talk about
we'll see what happens.
Some pressure on Ryan Day.
Well,
the
pressure's been on him for a while now, in my opinion. I think it's and then you went out and you got it. But Chip Kelly to come and run the offense is not becoming what you need it to be. So,
and also South Carolina, 17-14 over Clemson. Great game to watch. We'll be back with more of our Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger Tailgating Show right after this news break.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.